He's one of this country's leading golfing personalities. That's what he calls himself. Paul Gow joins us on the line. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning. I didn't make that up.
Are you sure?
That is.
Hey, mate, here we go. The odds, right? The Quail Hollow PGA. $8 Rory McIlroy. $10 Jordan Spieth. $13 Matsuyama. $14 Dustin Johnson. Jason Day, $31. Adam Scott, $46. That's just give you a little bit of a pricey. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, Quail Hollow, it's a bit different to all other majors. A lot of these players have already played this golf course. There has been some changes, but this has been the home of the World's Fargo in Charlotte. So a lot of them have played it. If you go through all the numbers, Phil Mickelson's played extremely well over those years. They started back in 2003. Ricky Fowler's played well, but the absolute standout this week, and that's why he's getting my money early on in the piece, is McIlroy. Mm. His average around here is 69.5. He's made something like $8 million around here. He just is an absolute standout for this week because it's horses for courses. He just plays well around this golf course. It suits his eye. Different type of week. I know how you like your weather, TK. It's been raining. There's going to be thunderstorms every day. There will be delays. And it's playing super, super long. 7,600 yards it's playing. So it'll play one of the longest golf courses they play in a major yet. So McIlroy's there. You can't leave out Hideki. 61 to win last week. That was, he just blew him all the way off the golf course. But you've got to look at your long hitters. You know, Jordan Spieth, it's pretty well documented that he's going for a Grand Slam, career Grand Slam. He'll be the youngest by 6 months, Tiger Woods. That would be a great feat, but I just can't see him, how tough he is even competing around this golf course because how long it is.
Well, mate, they talk about that green mile, the last three holes, 16, 17, 18. It's over a mile long with water, tight fairways. And if you par those last three, you're in a good chance of coming up trumps.
Well, that's where the excitement of this is. That they've actually redone some of those holes. It still is the green mile, but there is more water on these holes. And sitting in our land room watching this is going to be great fun because I don't know if I'd want to play it because it's that hard. If you're one of those guys coming down the stretch and you've got a two-shot lead, you're not safe. You're not safe, but you could be one of those guys who are back in the pack on Sunday that finishes those holes in a couple under par, and you're going to be right in this. So I think it's going to throw up a lot of different people at different times because all these guys are long hitters these days. There's a few that aren't long hitters. But the golf course, it's just going to serve up some drama somewhere along the line. And that's why, I think everybody is going to have a bet on this event. Regroup after 36 holes. Have a look who's in form. You're going to see Hideki up there. You're going to see Dustin Johnson up there. You should see Adam Scott up there. And I guess the prices that you gave me then, TK, the sneaky one has got to be Jason Day. I liked him at the British Open. I think he's trending more towards a better week. And, when he gets in the thick of the battle, we know what he can do.
Mate, you mentioned two of the Aussie boys there, Day and Scott. They're 17 up for our blokes. Anyone else in the mix? And obviously in relation to being a long hitter as well?
Yeah, well, you look at the Aussies. We've got seven Aussies in there this week. Now, this has been a good event for the Aussies. We've had five winners back to Jim Ferrier in 1947. You remember Wayne Grady in 1990. So, Aussies have had a good go around here. You're talking about length. Well, you can't leave out Scott Hend. And last week, he led at the World Championships. Fell away a little bit on Sunday. He played with Hideki. It was a bit of a show for him. But him and Mark Leishman are long hitters. Mark Leishman finished 10th. They have a long driving competition here on Wednesday. And Leish finished, he finished 10th out of long drivers. A guy called Jason Kokrak, 321 yards, you get it. So they're two long hitters. Jason Day, he's in a great mood this week. All the past champions had a dinner on Tuesday night, and they're all given a telescope. And one of the reporters said to Jason Day, he hasn't lost his Australian humour here. One of the reporters said, Jason, do you know how to use this? And he said, yeah, I can see Uranus from here. So he's absolutely given it to the reporter. So The American mightn't have got that one.
No, no, they're still scratching their head. Hey, Gowie, can you answer us quickly, mate? Question is, why doesn't Greg Norman play the senior circuit? I don't think his body holds up to it, does it?
No, no, his body's fine. You just got to go on his Instagram post. He loves showing...
No, I saw the naked one, right?
Get off.
Jeez. No, mate, he's got more money than God.
Oh, I know.
Norman's always had a chip on his shoulder about the tour, and he doesn't want to support it. He's played a couple here and there, but it's something that he's had a running battle with the PGA Tour for many, many years, and deservedly so, because it was his idea to have the World Tour events, then they were stolen by Tim Fincham. So, I think he's still got that one off him. He might need a chainsaw to get that one off his shoulder.
Yeah, don't worry.
He tried that last time, didn't he? Cut his hand.
Greg was right. Greg was absolutely spot on. I remember that plan. It was the best. That was the best plan for golf, and of course, America being America, rejected it, and then stole the best bits out of it.
We only got this out yesterday afternoon, but the Fiji International, which is on next week, it had a date change. It's a tri-sanctioned European, Asian, and Australian tour event. Angel Cabrera is coming down to play Fiji.
Wow.
That's a great coup to get a two-time major champion down to there. We've got Vijay Singh, Mike Weir's coming down, Brett Rumford, and even Peter Lonnard's giving it a whack. Scott Hendon and Ryan Fox, who are playing this week in the PGA Championships, are going to make their way to Fiji. It'll be an absolute cracking week next week.